The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
This is tricky. Let me tell you something. I guess I started it, but I don't know if I can talk about this on the air.
Let's see.
Nobody wants to hear this. Everybody, in fact, I will say this. Everybody wants to smack the guy who says what I'm about to say.
Okay.
So here we go.
All right.
Get ready.
Get ready to want to smack Brant. Ready.
All right. You know how we all have excuse like, I don't have time to exercise. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to read this or think about that or like I'm too busy. Mm-hmm. Here is a big study about that found that, yes, we do have the time. Mm-hmm. As a general rule, Americans have 5 hours of free time. We just spend it all on screens. Mm. But if you take away that screen stuff, like now I'm not talking about work, I'm talking about outside of work.
Yeah.
Whether it's Netflix or just surfing the web, mm-hmm. net, inter, whatever, mm-hmm. and then, or, you know, goofing off on the phone, mm-hmm. social media,
video games.
Okay. Yep, that hits home with me. Right. don't
say that. Well, I was going to ask you, it can both be true. So can it be true that this is happening and also want to smack you? Both of those.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I think
all right.
so.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
That's the position I'd like
all right.
to take.
I'm willing
if you're
to take
okay
that. But I just want to say that. And a lot of people are like, no, it's not me. But think about it, because that's what everybody says.
It,
and
it no,
might
it's
be.
Us.
Yeah, exactly. It is us. Thanks. Sherry said it too. Well, here's a Christmas gift. I guess somebody can get somebody else this coming Christmas.
What a ringing endorsement.
I don't know.
What is it?
It's a jewelry company has created. We could go a lot of different directions with this
okay.
about culture and stuff. But mm-hmm. has created a gold toilet with a seat made of. We don't need to know all about it. Also, it's 40,000 diamonds.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. It's extravagant, an extravagant gift.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
I almost want it.
Why?
Just for one purpose, and that is if my mom visits, I just think with our kind of austere Midwestern mentality.
Where you're getting too big for your britches.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to see her come out.
Fun.
Just be like, Grant, you have really changed. I noticed your toilet that had 40,000 diamonds on it. And
I think that's too much.
Kind of out of your idiom. Please do not take us to be holier than thou when we talk about what we're about to talk about. Mm-hmm. But we're both trying something. I tried it first.
and you lovingly suggested it to me. That is true.
Trying to do a Sabbath day. Mm-hmm. So a day of rest where I don't do work. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of extolling that to Sherry. Going, man, that's been really helpful. I'm actually more productive mm-hmm. because I've done this. Mm-hmm. And so your experience has been?
When I first started, I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then it becomes harder.
It's really hard.
It is because here's how you broke it down to me, which was very important, was that our work is not necessarily physical work.
Right.
So when we are resting, we're not resting from that. Our work is creative with our minds and our words.
Right.
And so that's where the rest has to happen.
So don't be creating stuff that one day.
Yes.
Which sounds like God when he's mm-hmm. creating the world. Like
that's right.
Taking that, I'm not going to create anything last day.
Mm-hmm. Brutal.
And for me, actually, the day of rest can include, I could dig a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
That's restful to me because I'm not dealing with my mind, but it's very difficult to shut that off, which is what you're experiencing.
One of the times I actually just slept.
Isn't it great?
It is.
It's hard.
Because I was like, I can't, it's social media for me. There's no social media. And that was so difficult. The screen time, as you said, because even entertainment for me, Brant, is me still thinking about creating because that's part of my job, right?
Always trying to come up with some angle on
yeah.
it, something funny or something like
mm-hmm.
not do any of that. But here's the thing,
been very
if you haven't been doing this, you haven't done it before, you want to try this, I'm not laying down the law on mm-hmm. you. I'm not mm-hmm. trying to make you feel guilty if you don't. But mm-hmm. if you can, try it. Like, the fact that God told us to do it mm-hmm. indicates that he knows us best anyway. Like, there might be real benefit from it mm-hmm. that you don't even anticipate. It might be an adventure that you could go on starting right now, and it might be really wonderful. This is so awesome. So proud of this part of the show. You know, Sarah's on the phone. You know those prize wheels like radio stations will have out at remotes or whatever in a parking lot or whatever? And I have one. I have one too. And if you want, we can do the prize wheel thing. And the prize is, hang on a second.
He's going to get the prize wheel. It's not like the one you see on The Price is Right. That big one. It's a lot smaller.
It's pretty big. It's legit.
It sits on a table.
She doesn't have to know that.
Okay, go ahead.
It's really huge, and
oh my goodness,
you can either win an $18 million Hobby Lobby gift card specifically for Thanksgiving decor. So you can have $18 million of Thanksgiving decor.
Oh my gosh.
Or you can win a very inspiring quote about autumn.
Oh, well, so, how do you feel about those prizes, Sarah?
Sure.
Okay, so they're on alternating spaces. We'll see what happens. But
can I clarify something, sir?
Yeah.
So the decor, she can only buy $18 million worth of Thanksgiving.
It's gonna be Thanksgiving decor.
Okay, so she can only
like those paper turkeys that fold out and all that kind of stuff. A lot of them.
Something to pass on to your children, apparently.
Fill your house with those.
All right.
Okay. So say all you have to do, Sarah, is say, Brant, spin that wheel.
Brant, spin that wheel.
Here we go, Sarah. Let's see what's going to happen. You're going to win $18 million in Hobby Lobby Thanksgiving decor. It's a quote about autumn. Thanksgiving decor. Quote about $18 million in Thanksgiving decor. Quote about autumn.
So close.
Oh, it was close.
So close.
Right at the end.
Yeah.
This is from the French existentialist Albert Camus. He said, autumn is a second spring when every leaf is a flower, like because of the color.
Oh, because the leaves are colored.
So it's like a second, a poetic way to look at it.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, take that with you, Sarah. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay, so we're going to do a disclaimer here.
Yes.
I wonder what disclaimer music sounds like.
I don't think disclaimer ever has music because they want it to be serious because it's at the...
The following... No.
Mm-mm.
There's got to be some music that's appropriate.
I don't think so. I think because the law could be involved whenever they're doing a disclaimer, they want nothing behind it because they want to make sure you really heard it.
Okay. What about like a soft piano?
No, that makes it. Okay.
The disclaimer is... I just did. Yeah, I guess you'll be able to hear the break we did on radio.
Yes, you'll be able to hear the break, yes.
Sherry stops me.
Yeah.
And then we talk about why I can't say that.
What he said,
and
yes.
This has come up a lot. That's why, this is just real life. So if you got little kids listening or whatever, I don't even think they'll catch on.
I don't think they will. I just wanted to put it here just because I know people listen with their kids. And
right.
I didn't want you to be like, whoa, hey.
But it's still kind of rated G, honestly.
It is.
But
it's
just mature.
You
adult.
Know what makes it rated G? Is you. And the other ratings are me, unfortunately, and I'd like to apologize for that ahead of time.
Maybe you've had a friend say something, and you're like, you can't really say that.
Right.
Like, cause people are going to receive that.
Yeah, a different way.
And I keep tripping through these wires because I'm not thinking like that, and I should. It's not like I'm Mr. Pure.
Right.
But I am naive at the same time. So it's good to have you being a little less naive.
Yeah. A little street savvy, perhaps.
I don't know what But maybe more pure. But less naive. You might be more pure than me, but less naive. Who knows?
That's
the point is that we don't know.
That's true.
Okay. So I don't want to implicate like you're the bad person because you understand that this could be perceived as innuendo.
Right.
And I still don't totally understand what the problem was. But anyway, we'll let you hear that. And we just want to give you that disclaimer, sort of. Here we go. Let's talk about the ways of romance. Now, if you want to meet someone, Japanese scientists have a lesson for guys. If you want to strike up a conversation wherever with a woman that you would like to court, perhaps marry, they've come up with the scientifically best line to use to start the conversation.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yes. And it is. I think you'll find this pretty good.
And this is science.
The science says what you should say is this. This time next year, let's be laughing together. Okay.
Actually, that's not
pretty
bad.
Good because
yeah,
it's fun. Like I want to be laughing together, and it's next year.
Yeah.
Like, I'm interested in long term.
I was so prepared for it to be
not okay.
No,
I told you it was pretty good.
Yeah, that is actually good.
Now, if I have one that
so
I liked.
This is what I thought was good.
That I would use if I was a single guy.
Okay, go ahead.
And here, try this.
All right.
This would weed out ladies for me.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't have that problem otherwise.
Sure, let's hear.
Hi, I suffer from amnesia. Do I come here often? It's pretty solid. Do I come here often?
Okay.
See? And then if she didn't think it was funny, that would be weeded out because I need somebody who has a sense of humor and likes ironic stuff like that. So, this is why I'm very, very thankful that I have a wife.
So.
I can't say that.
No,
why?
You can't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I know that you can't, but I'm telling you that.
Why?
Why? Because you just can't, okay?
Why?
I want you to trust me that it may be okay. Maybe I just have a terrible mind. So let's just, okay.
Why is everything dirty?
I never understand.
And it's not even that I feel like I've heard that before in a sexual connotation.
Oh no.
So that's what the bell is ringing in my head.
I see.
Okay.
Oh god. It's like but otherwise it'd be funny.
We can keep it. I just think I've heard it before. That's the issue.
Okay.
I feel like it's been somewhere before. And maybe our audience, maybe I am just a really horrible person. That is possible.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
who's to say?
This is.
Oh gosh!
Always getting.
I know. I'm sorry.
Funny. Do I? I guess I don't want to say it again.
Well, no, you.
I hate. It's not you. It's not your problem. It's our culture.
It is.
Like everything. That the one story I had about otters.
Yes. It was a fluffer. I knew that, but I didn't know.
Can't say that.
I've never heard that. That's the problem.
Gutter context.
I know. I knew that. That's why I didn't. There's a lot of things that ring bells for me, but I realize that that's because.
No, it's probably. No, man, it's our culture. It's not you.
Yeah. No, it is me.
No, it's not. It's not like you're the one out there.
No, it's not. But I'm sad that it does ring bells. Well, because that means that I shouldn't have that type of awareness.
You're not
I don't think.
Searching it out, I imagine.
No, I'm not.
Unless you are.
Can I tell you what I had to edit the other day from you?
No.
You
what?
It was a slight thing, but you were saying about you were so glad you met your wife and you're glad the way that went. And you said she was your first girlfriend, she was your first, and there was a long pause.
Oh, no.
And so it's okay. Once you shortened the pause, it was fine. But that little point,
I know.
6 seconds.
I get it.
But people will fill that in.
I know.
And so.
I know. And I'm glad you caught it.
Yeah, so that's the.
I get that.
That's the hard part of having lived.
Saying things.
A certain. Yeah.
I mean, you can make anything innuendo. There's even a Monty Python sketch about that.
About what?
Like, there's a guy who sits down, and, like, they're at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy's like, are you here? Yeah, I'm here with my wife. She's over there.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And then no matter what he says, he turns it. The other guy turns, I see what you're saying. Say no more. No. Wink, wink, nod, say no more.
The guy's like,
what are you talking about?
I know.
It's so funny because no matter what the guy says, so.
I see.
Wink, wink, nod, say no more.
I feel terrible now because you had a line there that you were really excited and proud about.
I did. I had a whole break there.
I honestly did. That we can still use that to something.
Use the first half.
Yes,
maybe?
We can. All yes.
It is time for Brant's three things today. It is three ways. We're just talking about trusting God, right? There's three ways trusting God makes us less needy.
Hmm.
And man, all I have to do is spend 5 minutes on social media. Like, we have a neediness problem. Here's one way. that trusting God makes us less needy. We instantly become, if we do this way of living that Jesus wants us to do, where we're forgiving people, just the forgiveness thing forces me to not be all about me, so I get less obsessed with myself. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness just gets straight to the heart of whether I'm the center of the universe or not. So for me to forgive somebody is a denial of my self-obsession. And that's really, really good. I get less needy. It's a way to teach myself that how I feel isn't the end of the story, that God's forgiven me. I need to be humble, that God's forgiveness is really the most important thing in the world, like not me. Just doing that, like we're trusting him to be the one who renders justice in the end, not me. That alone makes us less needy. Thank you again to the wonderful people at Fellowship Home Loans. We appreciate you very much for sponsoring the podcast and for sponsoring our lives. Because they've been awesome.
They have.
So it's Michael and Brian. So Mike and Brian are the guys at the top there. And
we got a chance to hang out with them for a little bit.
They're awesome.
What a great time.
And they gave to Cure and stuff. Like we are sold on them. And then they helped us both. We both happen to be doing mortgages. So
yeah.
The timing was great, and we cannot say enough kind things about them. So if you're interested in getting a refinance, which could be a really smart idea right now, if you already own a house, really smart. I just got the loan a year ago, and our refinancing saved us a ton of money.
That's amazing.
Because the interest rates are crazy. So also, or buying a house like Sherry, Fellowship Home Loans, talk to Mike and Brian and let them know if you would that you heard about it here. They'll appreciate that because they like what we do and we like what they do. That's wonderful. Phone number is 800-804-SAVE. So 800-804-SAVE. Or just go online. It's fellowshiphomeloans.com. Doing Brand's three things. And it's three ways that if we would trust God, it'll make us less needy. And we are surely needy people. I don't want to be this needy. I kind of am by my own nature, but I want to get less and less so. One way, trusting God, is just worrying less. Obviously, if I'm not worrying all the time, I'm less self-obsessed or trying to protect everything. I can relax a little bit. Jesus keeps calling himself things like the living water, or like, with me, you'll never thirst again. Or he calls himself like the bread of life. Like, you'll never be hungry again. You won't lack for anything. I've got you. You're so concerned about every day. I got to do this. I got to do that. And then what else? What if I don't? What if this happens? And he keeps saying, I'm your provider. Like, over and over. That instantly, if I absorb that, if I trust God in that, I'm going to be a lot less needy because I've got less to protect and I don't have to worry all the time. And it's not about how much money I have in the bank or about my skills or what's going on in the national scene or economy or the news or whatever. It becomes less about that and more about just knowing, hey, he's going to take care of me. He promised. Here's the third way we get less needy. Because we'll be grateful. Like, I'm actually trusting him to provide. I'll see how he provides, and I get really grateful. And then, here's what's weird, and people will not like this, but you'll complain less. I mean, complaining is a national sport. Like, that's what you do at work. It's what you do here. It's what you do there. It's just what we do. But you start complaining less, some people will be like, hey, we need you to complain with us.
Makes you very weird.
It is very strange. They may not like it, but this is a way that I know God wants me to grow, is to be more shaped by gratitude than anything else. Gratitude to him for everything. So I'll complain less. I'll be less needy. And that's a very good thing. Just trusting God just helps so many different ways.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.